I had the privilege of meeting Victor Madden in the 1990s, actually a few years before he died, unfortunately. Victor Madden may not be known to you, but you certainly know his face. He's been in many 1940 and 1950 films. He's the man with that Cockney accent and the funny-looking mouth. Here's a monologue he did for me, and it mentions a lot of well-known film stars of the day.
Tribute to the small men who played a big part in our lives. The actor George Koulouris has died. It was a name that meant nothing to me until I saw the photograph alongside the obituary. I knew those eyes. I've seen them. We've all seen them. Mad with drink on the bridge of a scruffy steamship. Swivelling in shadow. Bulging above the gold braid. Mr. Koulouris was a character actor. He played sea captains, spies, dictators in film after film, year after year. Twitching, staring, ranting. If only, he said wistfully, he'd been allowed to play an English barrister just once, with some sensible lines to deliver. We all know such men who never starred, never got the girl, often died, who have faces we cannot put a name to, yet are more familiar than some of our relatives. It is an English village in the 50s. Dennis Price is up at the hall, though not for long. Geoffrey Baildon is all a-quiver in the vicarage, for his bishop, Miles Mallison, wobbling his chins, is about to arrive. Sir Michael Horden, a tax inspector, is humming on his way to work. Raymond Huntley, a solicitor, is looking at his reflection in the mirror with great satisfaction. Joan Hickson is staring out from behind the curtains. At the racing stable, Sam Kidd, rat-faced in a polo-neck sweater, is up to no good with a doping syringed, watched by Victor Madden, a cigarette in the corner of that twisted mouth. Both are listening intently for the sounds they fear most, the car door slamming and the crunch of gravel sounds which will bring Bernard Lee, police sergeant or superintendent, stern but kindly. Or to change the scene, the clatter of jackboots in a corridor and the shuffling of someone being dragged between them. A door is flung open, and there at the desk are the hooded eyes and the runes of the SS on the collar of Mr. Anton Differing. No real SS man ever came near that eerie glamour. Just as no managing director was born so incisive as Geoffrey Keane, no sergeant major so powerful as Harry Andrews. To see them out of character, as when Keane played a gangster, or Andrews a sad old man, was a confusing experience. You kept waiting for the charades to end, for them to resume being themselves. Ruefully, like Peter Bull, explosive foreigners, they wrote memoirs called I Know the Face, but... A few, like Alistair Sim, headmasters, vicars, and George Cole, spivs, became stars, but most went on playing the same small, perfect parts, kept there by the sheer weight of public affection. For we loved them in a way we never did the stars. Whatever happened in our own lives, we knew there were some things which did not change. The store in the western town had always been kept by James Griffiths, the thin one with the dimpled chin, who at some point would show his true yellow streak. Percy Helton, small, bald and squeaky, would sit on the sidewalk watching the world go by. Remember him in Butch Cassidy as the man who gave misdirections to the pose? Percy was always misdirecting someone. In her rooming house, for we know this town as though we'd been born in it, Jane Darwell, a prop forward of a matriarch, would be cooking steaks, while down at the saloon there would be the dark gods. Jack Elam raising one crooked eyebrow to plan new villainy. George Kennedy, Elisha Cook Jr., eyes bulging, mouth twitching, preparing to die yet again. Dear Elisha, how often and how logically you died, for you always had it coming to you. You were the greatest rat of them all. These men at some stage in their careers just stopped being actors. They became incarnations. The producer, James Hill, told me of the time filming in Mexico when Jack Elam vanished from the face of the earth. After 3 days, they found him in the local jail, the Mexican police, film fans all, having arrested him for being evil. When such men die, it is our own lost certainties we mourn.